人生有如一个旅程。
Life is like a journey.
如果人没有方向的话，
if a person don't have a set goal,
你年轻的时候还可以跟着大家跑。
When you're young, you still go with the other people.
但是你年纪越大，你会发现你越跑就越孤单。
But as you get older, the more you go, the more likely that you feel lonely.
你会跑到一个地步，然后你自己问说：“哎，我现在在哪？我要往哪里去？”
You will go to a point that you say, "Where am I now? Where am I going?"
我们的生活不是一边活，然后一边照着我的喜好来改变我自己的人生方向。
Our life is not like changing daily just to set. Our set goal will not change daily because of our preference in our lives.
而是应该追求一个已经锁定好的目标，并且每时每刻改变我自己，以至于我能够达到那个目标。
But rather changing ourselves so that we will pursue the fixed goal in life.
那基督徒生命的目标是什么呢？
So what is our set goal for a Christian?
生命的宗旨和目标对基督徒而言，很简单来，就是荣耀神。
The life mission and the goal for Christians is to glorify God.
因着这个宗旨，我们活得就踏实，并且带有永恒的意义。
Because of this goal, we have lived a life fully and with purpose.
然后我们马上就会问了一个问题，那请你告诉我，什么叫荣耀神？
So next is immediately we ask this question: is what is glorifying God?
首先，我们再一次把“荣耀”这个词在很明白、很浅显的与大家说明一下。
First of all, we think plainly about the word glory. What does glorify mean?
我们说某某，我们要荣耀某某人，或者让某某得到荣耀的意思是什么呢？
What is the meaning when we say glorify someone or have someone have received the glory?
很简单的来说，就是让大家觉得哇，他好棒啊！
To simply say that if someone would be marveled and praised, he is such a great, he's so great.
一个荣耀神的人生，就是当我们人生结束的时候。
A life that is glorified God is when it's like a stage, when the stage turns down.
最后，所有的人起立都鼓掌。
At the end of it, everybody get up and applause.
他们为着那个主角鼓掌。
But they praise their applause for the leading role.
但是我们不是那个主角。
But we are not the leading role.
我们只是那凸显主角伟大的配角。
But we are actually the supporting role for the great leading role.
如果人能够因着我们的人生，然后对那主角就是神发出由衷的赞美的时候
，But they can praise God because of our lives，
我们就有由衷的喜悦以及荣幸。
Then we will have a joyful reward。
今天我们要看的经文是出自于彼得前书的彼得一封书信。
Today we are going to have a scripture based on First Peter。
彼得在这写这封信的时候，他的背景是当时的基督徒正受到极大的困境。
At that moment, at that time, the all the Christians were facing a lot of persecution.
那个时候，罗马的皇帝是叫尼禄王。
At that time, the emperor of the Roman emperor is Nero, King Nero.
他开始要迫害基督徒，尤其是从罗马开始。
He's starting to persecute all the Christians, especially starting from Rome.
所以在彼得在写书信一刚开始的时候，他在第一章第六节说。
So therefore, when Peter first write the First Peter and first chapter verse 6, he say this.
他对收信人说：“你们如今在百般的试炼中，暂时忧愁。”
He say this, though now for a little while you may have to suffer grief for all kind of trials.
因为尼禄王正要对基督徒开始起了一个大屠杀的行动。
Because the king the emperor Nero is starting to have a big massacre toward the Christian.
所以所有的基督徒他在面对的情况是非常险恶。
So all the Christians in a critical condition at that time.
而彼得写这封信的时候，就是要让信心这些信徒们有活泼的信心。
But when Peter wrote this letter, he wanted all the Christians to have a lively hope.
有一个活泼的盼望，并且有一个受苦的心智，好把他们的生命的见证 归荣耀给神。
They will want him to have a hope and then a heart to willing to suffer so that all, give all the glory to God.
问题是基督徒在被这种政权的打压底下，并且社会不接受他们的这种情况当中，他们要如何荣耀神呢？
But how does a Christian who been oppressed by this society, by the government, and also not accepted by the society, how do they glorify God?
刚刚我们读的经文里面，我们第四章第七节，他说万物的结局近了。
Then when the scripture just read, the end of all things is near.
非常危险了。
It's really dangerous at that time.
然后彼得跟他们说，你们要开始学习，要彼此服侍。
And then Peter started saying that you have to serve one another.
然后我们要做神百般恩赐的好管家。
Then we can be a faithful servant of God's grace in his various form.
彼得在说什么呢？
What is Peter saying?
说了两件事情。
He talked about two things.
他说我们个人要照着所得的恩赐彼此服侍。
We have to use our gift to serve one another.
并且要在神百般恩赐做神百般恩赐的好管家。
And we should be a faithful steward of God's grace.
为什么呢？
Why?
彼得说要两件事情。这两件事情的结果是叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。
So he said two things. So all things will be God, can be glorified to Jesus Christ.
一个就是彼此相爱。
The first is love one another.
一个是以管家的心。
The other thing is the heart of the steward.
今天
，today，
我们怎么样去读了解这段经文
？How do we understand this scripture？
我们在这边知道他保罗彼得在第八节说我们先要彼此相爱。
And in the scripture verse 8 is saying that we have to love one another。
然后第十节说要彼此服侍。
And second then they say that in the verse 10 say serve one another。
服侍就是彼此相爱的一个具体表现。
Serving is the actual expression of loving one another.
那这里讲的彼此是谁呢？
So who is one another?
就是主内的信徒。
It's a Christian, a believer in Christ.
就是在教会里的基督徒。
It's all the Christian in the church.
彼得点出了一个非常重要的真理。
Peter saying a lot really important guideline.
一个愿意荣耀神的人。
A person who willing to glorify God.
他有一个非常重要的特质或内涵。
He had a very, very important ingredient.
他就是会服侍人，也甘心乐意的服侍人。
He will serve others and also had a willing heart to serve others.
特别是在教会里。
Especially in the church.
那为什么我们要以爱人来服侍人，是代表我们能够荣耀神呢？
What is the meaning that we have to serve one another with love so that we can glorify God?
约翰一书第四章十二节告诉我们。
In First John chapter 4 verse 12 we say this.
从来没有人见过神。
No one has ever seen God.
我们若彼此相爱啊，神就住在我们里面。
But if we love one another, God lives in us.
爱他的心在我们里面就得以完全了。
This love is made complete in us.
就是说从来没有人见过神。
This is saying that nobody can ever seen God.
但是我们彼此相爱的时候
，But when we love another,
神人家就看见神的爱了。
Others will see God's love.
人家也知道我们爱神了。
They will see that we love God.
因此，我彼此相爱就是爱神的表现。
So we love another is an expression of we love God.
第二点，弟兄们和睦同居，实际上就是讨神喜悦的一种方式。
Secondly.That brother and sister living in harmony together is the pleasing God.
想想我们在地上做父母的。
Like us, parents who have children.
我们何不常喜欢我们自己的儿女，他们彼此相爱呢？
Don't we want our kid, the children to love and support one another?
更何况我们的天父呢？
Let alone our heavenly Father.
第三，因为教会是基督的身体。
Thirdly, because it's our church is Christ's body.
耶稣已经升天了。
Jesus already ascended to heaven.
在他第二次来之前
，Before his second coming，
世界上的人看不到他。
The world cannot see him.
却可以借着在地上的教会认识耶稣。
But they can rely on the church on the earth to know Jesus Christ.
因此，当我们彼此服侍的时候
，Therefore, when we serving one another,
就见证了神的属性和他的心意。
So we testify that God's attribute and His will.
我们在一起就是耶稣基督身体在地上的表彰。
We are the expression of God's Christ, Jesus Christ's body on this earth.
第四
Fourth.
这乃是神独生爱子为我们所立下的一个榜样。
This is the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, set up an example for us.
马可福音第十章第四十五节说：“因人子来，并不是要受人服侍，乃是要为了服侍人。
”In Mark 10:45, it says, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many."
耶稣来，他就是服侍人。
Jesus Christ come is here to serve.
我们作为他的门徒，他怎么做，我们当然也跟着怎么做。
We are his disciple. Whatever he does, we would do the same to serve one another.
在约翰福音十三章里面，当耶稣帮他的门徒洗完脚了以后，他说
：In John chapter 13 verse 15, after Jesus washed the feet of all the disciples,
他说：“我为你们做了榜样，叫你们照我向你们所做的去做。
”He said that I have set you example that you should do.As I have done for you.
跟随耶稣的脚踪这样的服事不单单是耶稣的旨意。
Follow the footstep of Jesus Christ is not only his will.
当我们跟着他去做的时候我们就更了解耶稣在地上的事工我们就更了解耶稣了。
Because when we kind of following his footstep and do the work, we will realize and understand who Jesus' work is all about.
因此基督徒若要蒙神的喜悦荣耀神的话
Because when Christian want to please God and glorify God,
就是必须一定非得务必在教会里面互相服侍。
We want to glorify pleasing God. We have to be must have to certainly and no matter what to serve one another.
我们不能离开教会独立生活。
We cannot separate from church and then live independently.
因为一旦我们离开其他基督徒之后，不但我们灵命无法正常的成长。
Because when we leave other Christians, our spiritual life will not grow.
我们更失去了一个可以荣耀神、蒙神喜悦的一个管道跟机会。
We were losing a chance to glorify God and to please Him.
所以大家一定要留在教会。
So everybody, we should stay in the church.
因为这是你荣耀神的一个机会，也是管道。
This is the channel and the chance that we can glorify God.
有些人说我可以在家做基督徒。
Some people say that we can be a Christian at home.
但是很可惜的，你在家基督徒做基督徒，你没办法荣耀神啊。
But it's too bad in the church. When you become a Christian alone at home, you cannot serve God.
因为你没有机会去服侍其他弟兄姊妹。
Because you have no chance to serve others Christian.
服侍既然是如此的重要，那我们要如何好好的？去做呢
So serving one another is so important. So how can we go about doing it?
服侍这一个词在彼得写书信的时候，在当时的文化当中，他一用这个词，当时的读者就非常明白是什么意思。
At that time, at that culture, at Peter's time, when we say the service at that time, they understood quite well what's the meaning.
就是做仆人所做的事情。
This is the work of a slave or indentured servant.
但是这一个词在我们今天美国的社会，我们没有奴隶啊，我们也很少家里人有仆人啊。
So we quite strange in our American society nowadays because we don't have slave, we don't have indentured servant.
因此，这个概念开始对我们有点遥远，有点模糊。
So therefore, this kind of definition is quite far from us.
那如果用今天我们可以用了解的话来说
，Let's use to nowadays word to describe this.
我很简单来说，基督徒就是做服务业的。
This basically saying that a Christian is doing customer service.
我们是服务员，我们是 waiter, 我们是 waitress.
We are the waiter, waitress.
我们是护士，我们是招待员，我们是园丁，我们是旅行社的带领人。
We are the nurse, we're the receptionist, we're the gardener, we're a travel agent who leading the tours.
在 教会一个公众的群体的环境里面，我们可以怎么服侍呢？
So how do we serve in the church environment?
我们可以用话语，可以带敬拜，可以用教导或者事工安排，食物清洁或照顾年长年幼等等这些去服侍。
We can use a word to worship, leading worship, teaching, make an arrangement in the ministry, in the food, in cleaning, or taking care of the young and elder.
或者做一些设备的操作服务等等。
Maybe behind the scene and doing a preparation work.
那我们在私底下，我们在个别当中，我们怎么样彼此服侍呢？
But in personal level, how do we do serve one another?
我们可以做看护啊。
We can caring.
我们可以帮助人家的交通啊。
We can help in transportation.
我们可以探访，我们可以祷告，还有
Visitation prayer.
许多生活上的琐事，有一些人他没办法。自主的时候，我们可以加入去帮助去服侍。
Or many other small things that other people cannot do, we can help them.
在美国当今的商业专家告诉我们，怎么样才能做好服务业
？The expert in nowadays in customer service give us a couple of guidelines how to be giving us good service.
他说有几点准则，我们只要抓住它，我们就能够做好服务业。
A couple of guidelines that once you get hold of it, then we know we will have a good giving a good service.
他说你做服务业的人你要清楚自己的身份。
First of all, you have to know your identity.
我是来服务的。
I'm here to serve.
我不是客人。
I'm not the master.
所以我们要准备好服务的心态来到人的面前。
So we have to prepare attitude to in front of people.
我如果知道自己是 waiter 的话，我就准备好要服侍那个要点菜的人。
So we are known I'm a waiter, so we know that whoever ordered the dishes, we had to prepare to take the order.
不是让对方来合我的意，而是我去合他的意。
It's not I to, they have to accept my will, but I to accept their will.
服务的人不会跟客人说，哎，来，我那个做不了，那你又想这样，来，我们打个商量，我们到我们中间，我们两个人都可以认同的地方，这样子我来服务你好吗？
It's not like going there and negotiating an agreement that I do this, you do this.
最近我妈妈告诉我有一个新闻。
Recently my mom told me a news.
他就说明了这一代年轻人上班的态度。
And talk about the nowadays young people how they go to work, the attitude.
有一个公司发了一个面试函，去约一个希望来面试的人早上十点来见面。
And one company gave an invitation to a person to come to have an interview on 10 o'clock in the morning.
结果这一位他收到这个 email 的时候，他很生气的打回那个公司。
So once he received the email, the person really angry and then sent it back the email again.
他说我去申请工作的时候，我不是说明了吗？我早上睡觉睡得很晚，我要下午才来 interview. 你怎么约我早上十点呢？
How can you say that? When I sent out the email already, I told you I sleep late. I cannot come in the interview in the morning. Couldn't do in the afternoon.
他搞不清楚他自己的身份。
He don't understand his identity.
既然我们是服务业的
we know that we are in the customer service.
我们就要谦卑自己。
We have to humble ourselves.
明白自己的身份。
Understand our identity.
耶稣说我们要彼此洗脚。
Jesus Christ said we have to wash one another's feet.
也就是说，当我来到弟兄姊妹当中的时候
，So it means that when I come in front of the brothers and sisters,
我应该事先已经对我心态里面已经准备好了。
So we should have prepared our heart to serve.
已经好，我来到当中，我就可能为不同的弟兄姊妹洗脚。
You prepare ourselves so that we can wash different all the brothers and sisters' feet.
我不能一看到弟兄姊妹说，哎呀，你的脚，不合我意。
不能 ，Can I say that? Oh, your feet doesn't. I cannot accept your feet. I will not wash it.
第二个，我们要清楚我们服侍的对象是谁。
Second of all, we have to understand who we are serving.
在这边，彼得说我们的服务对象就是主内的弟兄姊妹。
The target is Peter saying that is a brother and sister in Christ.
就是在教会里面的人。
The people who within the church.
这是耶稣的命令。
This is the command from Jesus Christ.
我们做服务员的
，we the server，
没有选择客户的权利
，we cannot have a right to pick our customer。
你不能开一个旅社，在 Route 9开个旅社
，you cannot have a hotel in Route 9。
居然有客人来的时候说，哎，我不喜欢你最好走。
And the customer come and say, I don't like your face, please go away.
哎，你闻起来有点味道，请你不要来。
You smell, I better not come.
你这样做你就会被告。
The way you do it, you're going to be sued.
我们没有选择客户的权利。
We cannot have a choice to our customer.
有一个神学生问神学院教授一个问题。
And、this is a similar student asking a professor in
seminary. 他说，耶稣为何拣选犹大？
Why Jesus picked Judah?
犹大不是他原来就心怀不轨吗？
Judah already beginning doesn't have the right motive.
他不是很自私吗？
He's selfish.
那耶稣是不是那时候不知道啊？
Don't Jesus know that all this?
神学院教授就回答他说，
This professor of seminary replied,
你先告诉我，耶稣为什么拣选你，我再回答以下的问题。
Then you have to tell me why Jesus picked you. Then we do the next discussion about it.
当我们在质疑我凭什么，人家凭什么要让我去服侍他的时候，请记得一个问题。
When we think about why that person deserves my service, we have to think about one question.
神为什么要为我死？
Why God would die for us?
神为什么要拣选我？
Why God choosing us?
今天我们面对教会所有弟兄姊妹。
Today we are facing all the brothers and sisters.
我们服侍他。
We serving them.
要知道他已经被神所拣选，被神所爱。
We have to know that they are chosen by God, beloved by God.
我们都不是天使。
We are not angel.
我们不过是蒙恩得救的一个罪人。
We are but sinner who saved by grace.
我们需要不断的在神话语的炼净当中彼此服侍成长。
We have to in God's word. We have to serve one another so that we grow in God's word.
我们不能只服侍我情同意合的人。
We cannot just serve the people who we have had a click.
我们服侍的对象是主内的弟兄姊妹。
We have to serve the target is Jesus, brother and sister in Christ.
接下来我们要知道，我们服务的是人，不是事。
We have to know that we are serving people, men, people, but not things.
是的，我们借由我们的恩赐，借由某一种的事情，我们去做服事，不过那个是工具。
Yes, we using certain gift, a talent we receive from God to serve. Those are the tools.
我们主要的是服事人。
The most important, we are serving people.
比如说，我们刚刚有美好带领诗歌的弟兄姊妹。
For example, we have just have a wonderful inspiration.
我们领诗歌不是单单去唱歌。
We leading inspiration not only just only singing.
更重要是借着诗歌帮助会众把赞美带到神面前。
The most important, using the hymn and song to bring the praises to God.
让人与神更亲近。
So that we are getting people will get close to God.
我们所有的服事最主要是要让人更认识神的爱。
All our services, the most important is that they can recognize God's love.
最终的目的是要荣耀神。
The end purpose is to glorify God.
接下来
，the next one.
这个商业专家告诉我们，另外我们要了解客户的情绪和需要。
The expert of the customer service, we have to understand the emotion and the need of the customer.
耶稣教导我们要学习彼此洗脚。
Jesus has taught us how to wash one another's feet.
什么叫彼此洗脚？
What does mean by wash one another's feet?
就是以主内祷告、劝慰、倾听、接纳、引的方式来帮助弟兄姊妹。
It's using the way like prayer, comfort, listening, acceptance, and guidance to help other brother and sister.
去帮助弟兄姊妹什么东西呢？
So what do we need to help other brother and sister?
因为弟兄姊妹，我们花了很多时间在世上与其他人的交往，以及遇到这个媒体，以及我们在世界上的工作，我们多多少少会沾染世界上的一些价值观跟一些观念。
Because a lot of brothers and sisters have to face the world, and then they will get infected by the value system of the world, and also got hurt from the world.
那我们这一群弟兄姊妹，当我们遇到有主内弟兄姊妹有受到这样的沾染的时候，我们就学习以洗脚的方式，以祷告劝勉的方式，帮他们 把这一些世俗的东西再次洗净。
It's when we know that they've been infected by this worldly value system, we have to use a prayer, comfort, and guidance to wash their feet.
大家说，哎，奇怪，他自己不知道吗？
Don't you know that? Oh, that was strange. Doesn't he or she know it?
哎，大家去过吃过韩国烤肉没有
？Have you ever go to Korean barbecue?
哦，或者我们的这边也有烧烤店，铁板烧。
Or maybe you can go to a hibachi.
哦，你吃的时候非常开心。
When you're eating, it's really happy about.
你一回家，大家就知道你去哪里。
Once you go home, you know that you where you have been.
你自己没感觉。
You may not smell it.
但是你的身上、你的外套、你的裤子、你的头发已经有那个烧烤的味道。
Yeah, but your whole body, your clothing, your hair, everything has a smell of the food.
我们进入世俗去做一些工作，去为着不论是传福音还是为着我们的生活做一些工作的，难免会沾染世界的。价值观在我们身上。
No, what happens is that when we go work in our outside world, and we were infected by the value of the world.
那我们来到教会当中，我们就很开心，有弟兄姊妹，如果能够用爱心与接纳的心，帮我们去分析，去知道这些我们所沾染的东西。
So sometimes we come to the church, and we have brothers and sisters with love, and we'll be analyzed and try to comfort, and try to listen, and try to guide.That all brothers and sisters into Christ.
耶稣说：“我们要怎么去面对、去服侍这样的一个环境呢
？”Jesus Christ said, "How do we serve in such environment?"
你要替人家洗脚，你要准备什么呢
？When you want to wash somebody's feet, what you have to prepare?
你要洗脚盆要准备好。
Well, first of all, you have to have a bucket.
你的水要准备好。
Water had to be prepared.
你的毛巾要准备好。
You need a towel.
你的姿势要准备好。
You have to make sure your posturing is correct.
你不能等待把别人的脚放在我台上，我来洗。
No, not like that. Have somebody's feet put on the table, then you're gonna wash it.
你不能想人家最好在家里已经洗好脚，然后喷了香水，然后跑到我上面，我做个样子。
You know, not gonna expect that somebody wash the feet first and then spray some cologne and fragrance, then you come and wash it.
反之，我们应该蹲下来。
Then we have to kneel down.
以谦卑、尊重、体谅的心去为别人清洁。
With humble and understanding heart to wash other people's feet.
有的时候我去 Flushing 剪头发。
Sometimes I went to Flushing to cut my hair.
有的时候我会遇到一些没有太多经验的剪发小姐。
Sometimes there's some lady who washing my hair doesn't have much experience.
剪了头发要去洗头了。
Oh, cut the hair and then you have to wash it.
哇，她一开那个热水就往我头上浇。
Once you open the hot water, just spray into my hair.
像烫猪皮。
Like a scorching a pig skin.
殊不知，他们一天到晚去碰热水啊，他们不知道。
Maybe all the day long he's touching the hot water. They don't even know the temperature.
但是有经验的理发小姐就不一样了。
But someone who experienced it would not like this.
他先开水，开不多。
Take open a little bit, but not too hot, too much.
然后他用手碎试试温度。
Then we tested the water and test the temperature.
然后再喷一点到我的头上。
And spray a little bit to my head.
然后他说：“先生，这样子可以吗
？”Then I said, "Is it okay with you? Just turn the temperature."
要再热一点，还是再冷一点
？You want a hotter or colder?
大家了解我刚刚讲的意思吗
？People, do you understand my meaning of this?
我们替别人洗脚，我们不要用滚水。
We wash people's feet. We don't want to use boiling water.
我们不是去煮猪脚。
We are not trying to cook a pig feet.
而是要让人家在一个很舒适、能够被接纳、很安全的一个情况底下，他的污秽、他的世上的沾染，能够经着你的爱心的服务给出去。
We want to give a safe and accepting environment so that when they come, we will try to wash away whatever infected in their heart.
然后接下来。这个商业专家告诉我们，我们要尽可能去满足客人的要求。
The next one is that we have to do our best to satisfy the need of the customer.
不是敷衍了事。
And this not like perform a duty.
在前天我们有祷告会的时候。
Last couple of weeks there was a prayer meeting.
何文姊妹，我在听我们在说话的时候，何文姊妹就提到一件事情。
何文。 Wen does talk about one example.
他说去店里买东西，结果他要买一个菜，结果那个菜没有了。
So we went to a store to buy some vegetable, but that vegetable is all gone.
结果那个算账的发现那个菜没有了。
So the person who come the store employee find out there's no more this kind of vegetable.
结果发生什么事呢
？So what will happen?
然后何文回家以后，那个店员等到货进来的时候，亲自开车送到何文家。
When they find out that the vegetable came, the person who is working the store grabbed the vegetable and personally delivered to Wen's house.
这难道不是应该我们基督徒服事的方式？
Is this the way that Christians supposed to do like this way?
我们愿意每一样服事尽善尽美。
We would like to everything that we do is perfect.
如果没办法尽善尽美，
we is not perfect.
我们就去找一个有恩赐的弟兄姊妹，去把这一个空档去把它补上。
We will find a brother and sister who had gift, and then so that this vacancy will be refilled.
我们要用恩赐去好好的服侍他人。
We will use a gift to serve one another.
接下来另一点是要征求回应。
The next one is to ask for feedback.
我们经常服侍别人以后，
We ask the time we after we serve others.
我们就要开始想，我刚刚的服侍是不是对那个人有帮助
？We have to ask whatever what I serve them is it helping them.
我们当我们有人有一些祷告事项的时候，请我们祷告的时候
，Sometimes when people ask us to pray for them,
我们祷告以后，我们必须要有一个能够追踪的。
So afterward, we should have a feedback of the after for the prayer.
就是祷告以后有结果吗
？So is it any conclusion, any result from our prayer?
当我们谈完心以后，你有比较平安吗
？So after we pray, after we talk about this, all this troubling you, is there peace in your heart?
当你面对一些问题的时候，你后来发展的怎么样了
？So when you're facing a certain problem, what happened?
但是我们在教会服事的时候，我不是送个问卷给你，哎，你现在给我打勾，请给我评分。
It is not like a questionnaire, give it to somebody and say, "Oh, give us a grade. How am I serving you?"
但是我们所有服事的人，我们必须要知道我的服事有没有对别人造成益处。
We have to. The main point is that our server who serve others is anything benefit they receive from our service.
我行平改善我服务的品质。
Is anything that I can change the quality of my service?
我有任何地方缺失的话，我有没有办法求得进步
？Is anything lacking in my service that we can improve upon?
最后是能够看到别人的需要。
The last thing is that I can see other people's need.
我们很蒙福，我们在 FCON 这个教会，他们愿意租给我们这个地方。
We are blessed. We have a seat in the FCON church, and they give let rent us lease us this place.
但是很久的时间，我们这个聚会的地方虽然非常美好，但是我们少了一样东西。
Even though we have in this place for a while, and a lot of things is wonderful, but we lacking one thing.
我们少了一样东西，让我们聚集我们的心灵去敬拜的。
This one thing that we can concentrate when we worshiping God.
只是一个象征，那个就是十字架。
Just a symbol, which is a cross.
我们在这边聚会，我们并没有提我们没有十字架。
We didn't talk about the mention about we don't have a cross.
但是在 FCON 里面就有一位姊妹，她四处看了教会的时候，她来到这个地方，她说：“哎。”你们的聚会的地方没有十字架。
But there's a sister in Afghan church and came to us and then saw, oh, you guys don't have a cross.
他就自己做一个十字架给我们。
Then he make his personally make a cross for us.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是服务啊。
The brothers and sisters, this is service.
他就看到别人的需要。
They see the need of others.
大概在一个多月以前。
But about a month ago.
我们。很普通的跟弟兄姊妹见面的时候
，We are really casual meeting a brother and sister.
那教会里面有一个人，他叫 Dr. Weilau.
The church in the church is the person brother called Dr. Weilau.
结果他跟我谈话，谈完话的时候，然后他说：“你脸部是不是发炎
？”When you talk about, you say asking, your face is it infected?
哎，奇怪，我也没跟他讲。
He didn't. Strangely, I didn't even mention it to him.
他开始觉得有点不对劲。
He saw it and it feel like this is something wrong.
然后他主动的询问，他来帮我治疗。
So he's actively asking and then starting to treatment.
甚至到晚上还开车到我家服务。
Even at night time and drive to my home and take care of me.
我跟你说，这个弟兄啊 ，Dr. Waylaw 他有病，你知道吗
？Do you know that this Dr. Waylaw had a bad habit?
他有职业病。
He had an occupational bad habit.
他的职业病不是因为他是医生啊。
This bad occupational habit is not because he's a doctor.
而是他有一个时时敏锐的心看到别人的需要。
Because he had a sensitive heart to see the other people's need.
他真正的职业是仆人啊。
The real profession is actually a servant.
他的职业病是一个不知不觉就有一股爱的力量要去服侍人。
His occupational habit is make him unconsciously to serve others.
这也不是应该我们每一位基督徒应该有的病吗
？This is all of us should have this kind of a habit.
这些企业家的建议不过是要让在地上暂时的事业做得更完美罢了。
This all the expert telling is that so that we can serve better to others.
而我们今天基督徒如果要荣耀神的话，岂不是要更尽全力吗
？And nowadays we have to glorify God. Don't we have to even do more better than?
彼得说，我们不单单有仆人的心，要去服侍别人的心。
Peter not only saying that we have the heart to, like a servant to serve others.
我们还要做。神百般恩赐的好管家。
We also have to do things as being a faithful servant of God's grace.
请注意，彼得在这里没有用先前有关信徒的一些名词来形容基督徒。
Pay attention that Peter did not use some certain term to describe the Christian.
他没说儿女。
Didn't say Christian children.
他没说仆人。
Didn't say servant.
他没说祭司。
Didn't say priest.
但是他却用了管家一词。
But using a word steward.
什么叫做管家
？What does the word steward mean?
管家就是代表受了托付，要去他有治理的权利，去为着他的主人去执行一些任务。
A steward is someone who entrusted responsibility to take care of certain things.
用今天的话来说，就是经理，就是 CEO， 就是执行长。
Today's or nowadays word plainly saying that this is like a manager, like a CEO.
这是对我们服事的工作当中一个极大重要的观念。
This is an important concept when we facing serving one another.
如果我今天只是某一家店的雇员的话
，If we are just a certain employee in certain store.
我想，我最好希望在我出在这个办公桌上的电话最好不要响。
I wish that what we do is I wish that all the phone call will not be ringing.
而最好不要有客户上门。
The best is no customer come knock on the door.
哎呀，因为我不想，因为我的劳酬已经固定了，
because、
是按时薪计算的。
Because I'm as hourly salary pay, so it is set already.
我最好不要有关工作的工作的 email 送给我。
The best is no email to send to me.
哎，但是大家想想，如果你是公司的业务经理，你会怎么想呢
？But what happened is you are the CEO of this company.
你会希望没有客户送给你 email， 还是你希望很多客户送给你 email？
You wish a lot of customers send you email, or you wish no email at all?
如果我是公司业务经理的话
，If I am the CEO or customer manager，
我就希望我电话能够响。
I wish that the telephone would ring non-stop，
而且响个不停。
Non-stop and do not stop the phone call。
因为如果没有电话来的话
，But there's no phone call，
那公司就有问题了。
There's a problem in the company。
如果公司不来，你又是业务经理，你要怎么办？
If there's no business, what will happen? You're the CEO.
那你就主动打电话了嘛
？Then what you do? You actively call the customer.
所以，当我们从一个雇员转换心态，如果说以为是雇员，今天变成经理的话，我们的心态就完全不同了，对服事的态度也完全不同了。
So if we change attitude as an employee to a manager or CEO.Everything will be changed.
彼得说我们要用管家的身份来看世界以及我们现今的遭遇。
So Peter saying that we should have a viewpoint of a steward to how to serve others.
这会改变基督徒他的人生观以及他怎么样面对现今的遭遇。
We will change our worldview and also how we experience what difficulty we will experience on this life.
还记得我前面说当时的教会是在面对一个极大的困难吗？
Remember that I just say that at that time the church is facing a lot of trial.
彼得在这边说我非常知道如今你们是在百般的试炼当中。
Peter said that, now yes I know you guys are facing a many different trial.
但是书信写到中间到后面的时候，
But at the middle and the end of the time,
彼得要大家知道，
Peter wanted to let them know,
就算你在百般的试炼当中，你要知道你要做神百般恩赐的好管家。
But even though you have facing many trials, but you have to be with a steward with many grace.
这个百般这个字在原文是同一个字，
Many.Or
it varies.
Varies is and is the same word using in the trial.
大家请看，我们基督徒有这个了解，会产生一个多么不一样的人生观呢
？So you see that with this kind of understanding, we will change our worldview, our life.
外面有百般的患难。
Outside, there's many difficulty of trial.
但是我却看到神有百般的恩赐。
But yet we will see a various grace in us.
彼得告诉我们，今天我们除了要做服侍人的仆人之外，
Not only that we have to be a servant to others.
还有一个很重要的使命。
And it's really, really important thing we have to do.
就是做管家。
Is to be a steward.
这是怎么样一个管家呢？
What kind of steward we have to be?
是神恩赐的管家。
Is a steward of God's grace.
而且是神百般恩赐的好管家。
But it also is a faithful servant of God's grace in his various form.
彼得要我们一颗以管家的心去好好管理神赐予我们的资源，那个就是恩赐。
Peter wants us to have a heart of a steward to manage the resource God giving to us.
以至于我们那个好好服侍弟兄姊妹。
So that we managing a resource, we can serve others.
治理好神给我们的资源是每一个基督徒的责任。
And managing the resource God giving to us is every Christian's responsibility.
也是使命。
It's also a command.
我们也许你会问 George, 你凭什么这么讲？
You may ask George, how do you say that this is a command?
实际上，当我们翻开圣经里面第一本书的时候，我们会发现一件事情。
But actually, when you turn into the Bible, the first book of Bible, we will find it.
在创世纪的时候
，In the Genesis.
实际上神对亚当是有托付的。
And actually, God already entrusts Adam with a task.
第一章第二十六节他说
The first verse, chapter 1, verse 26.
你们要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地。
Then God said, let us make mankind in our image and our likeness so that they rule over the fish and the sea.
二十八节他说你要治理这地。
And also 28, they say that you have to rule over the land.
第二章十五节，他说：“你要看守伊甸园。”
They say that chapter 2 verse 15, you have to work in the garden of Eden and take care of it.
神要亚当做什么
？What did God want Adam to do?
有个旨意，就是治理，要去管理啊。
To take care, to rule over.
你借着治理，你就能荣耀神。
When we rule over, when we govern, we glorify God.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为当人去治理神的创造的时候
，Because when we rule over God's creation,
我们在其中就会发现神的智慧。
In the midst of it, we will find God's wisdom.
我们会发现其中的搭配以及规律。
In the midst of it, we will find the laws of nature.
我们发现其中的伟大，我们就越想荣耀他。
We will find in midst of it, we find the greatness. We will more likely to want to glorify Him.
但是亚当在治理这一方面，他失败了。
But in the God.Adam, he fell in his ruling over the earth.
他应该要管理牲畜的。
He supposed to rule the animals.
这个牲畜里面还包括一种动物。
Among the animals, there's including one thing.
叫做蛇。
The name of it is the snake.
然后他也要管理花园的。
Also, he will take care of the
所有的树的
garden, all the trees.
里面包括分别善恶树。
In the middle of it, including the tree of knowledge, good and evil.
他亚当应该驾驭跟支配这一切。
Adam is supposed to control and charge all this.
但是亚当反被这些东西驾驭了。
But actually, Adam become being in charge and controlled by all these things.
其他的事，他被其他的事物喧宾夺主了。
The other thing become the coming to the become the first for him, other than the taking care of the place.
而在创世纪里面最后一个人物，他叫约瑟。
And then at the end of Genesis, they talk about last person. His name is Joseph.
如果大家注意约瑟的人生，他一生当中他经历了许多的主人。
But you notice is that Joseph have a lot of master.
约瑟他非常清楚，什么东西是属于主人的。
Joseph and we understand what belongs to the master.
什么东西是主人交给他管理的。
What is given by the master, given to him to take care?
他就忠心的去管理他。
To faithfully accept this and then take care of it.
他忠心的承担管家的托付。
He accepted the entrusting as a stewardship.
他到最终就有一个美好的生活，满足了神的心意。
At the end of it, he had a good testimony and satisfied God's will.
今天我们要问我们自己一件事情。
Today we have to ask ourselves one question.
我是亚当还是约瑟
？Am I the Adam or Joseph？
一个管家首要的基本认识就是要认知我现在手上的资源，一切都是谁的？主人的。
So first thing is that the basic understanding of stewardship is to understand what we have on our hand is belong to who? Is belong to the master.
主人给我这个资源，他是做什么？闲的没事干，还是有目的的
？Is master give us all these resources had a purpose？
既然有目的，做管家的就要揣摩主人的心意。
And then there's a purpose. We have to know what's the will of the master.
为的是要让主人满足。
So that is we satisfy the master.
我最近有机会在帮助社区教导有关情商的课程。
And recently, I'm teaching a class called EQ.
Emotional quotient.
Emotional quotient.
那课程当中就要跟大家解释一下。情商是什么东西
？In the midst of it, we are I to talk about what is emotional quotient about.
那情商的特质是什么呢？第一个，我们必须要知道
，emotional quotient is the first thing is about is this
能够认知自己情绪和其来源的能力。
You have to identify one's own emotion and its cause.
所以第一点是认知，第二点是管理。
First is identified. The other one is management.
第二点能够驾驭和妥善处理自己的情绪。
The other one is ability to manage and control.
那有这两项，它其目的是什么呢
？So what's the purpose of these two?
就是让人有一个正面积极的人生观。
So that we have a positive attitude on life in life.
同样的，做好一个管家。
Same thing. Be a good steward.
也是一样的。
It's also same thing.
第一个，他要识别自己的资源是什么。
First of all, he have to know what his resources is. It are.
第二个，他要懂得去管理这个资源。
Second of all, he need to know learn how to manage it.
这里讲的资源，彼得写的非常清楚，就是神给的恩赐。
In here, the all the resources clearly say it is God's gift to us.
那什么是恩赐呢
？What's gift?
恩赐有三方面。
The gift has three areas.
第一方面，这一些是属于有一种超然或自然的一些特长。
The first is natural or supernatural talent.
第二个，你自己经历，这些人经历某一种的特别的人生经历。
The other one is a life experience.
然后最后，你有一个能够去造就他人的一个环境或者教会。
And then thirdly is an opportunity to edify others.
然后借由这样子，我们可以荣耀神。
So that this all this we can glorify God.
因此，我们如果要发掘自己的恩赐的时候
，So first we have to how to recognize our own gifts.
第一个，你要知道你自己特长是什么。
So you have to know what you're good at.
也许是一种天生的。
Maybe something is you born with.
也许是当你信主以后，圣灵给你一种超然的能力。
Maybe it's after you believe in Christ, the Holy Spirit give you a supernatural gift.
第二个，你要回顾你自己的人生经验。
And then you have to look back and look at your life experience.
你是不是经历一种特别的人生经验？你可以在这一方面对某一些人或某一些事，你有个特别能有贡献。
Is it because you experience certain thing that you can get, you can help other people in this area?
我知道，虽然我其中的一个恩赐能也许是安慰别人。
But I know that one of my gifts is that I can comfort others.
但是有些人我就是没办法去安慰。
But I know some people I just cannot comfort them.
因为他成长的环境。
Because their background.
他的原生家庭与我太遥远了。
Their life, their family background and their background is totally different from me.
我认识一位姊妹。
I know as a sister.
他非常会读书。
He know how to.
他思想也很多。
He think a lot. He's a good had a lot of education.
在还没有离开中国大陆的时候，他就思考世界上有没有神的问题。
Before he left mainland China, he would think about was there God out there.
他来到美国以后。
When he came to United States, when she.
自己染上忧郁症两次。
And then he experiencing depression two times.
经过他后来，他也在美国受洗信主了。
And here in the United States, he believe in Christ and was baptized.
然后他发现他也有祷告的恩赐。
And then he find out that she had a prayer, a gift of prayer.
于是他在教会里面成立一个特别的事工。
Then she start a special ministry within the church.
就是专门服侍那些有忧郁症的人。
And specially serve the one that having depression in the church.
我们也知道，我们这些恩赐都是从神而来的。
We have to know that all our gifts, talents, came from God.
甚至人生经验都是神安排好的。
All the life experiences is God giving to us.
这些东西不是我们的。
This is not belong to us.
一个管家由不得自己去随便浪费主人的东西。
A steward cannot be wasting the resource that our master giving to us.
如果我私自用老板给我的资源，那个叫做渎职。
If you're using the resource that the master giving to us, they call malpractice.
因此，我们必须要管理神给我们的资源。
Therefore, we have to manage the resource God giving to us.
我们怎么管理呢
？How do we manage?
我们先要知道我们得到的资源，它本身有个目的，是用来服侍用的。
So we have to understand that all the gift for talent we receive from God is to serve others.
我们知道这个目的之后
，we know this purpose.
我们再去管理，去安排。
We have to manage and then the arrangement.
然后再去找服侍的机会。
We're seeking the opportunity to serve.
然后与大家配合，不是埋头苦干。
It's not like you working, but connecting, coordinating with others.
也许大家刚刚听到，已经听到说我们应该怎么样服侍。
We know that we heard that how do we serve.
然后大家听完说啊，非常好。
They say, oh, very good. We heard everything.
大家但是会想，哎呀，开玩笑，实在太花时间了。
Spend too much time is joking.
那谁有这个闲工夫呢
？How do we have spent this time and energy?
我必须做一个见证。
We have to have to give a testimony.
我以前呢，从来没有用管家的心态去安排我的教会的侍奉。
In the past, I never using a heart of stewardship to arrange to manage the service in the church.
所以我发现教会很多事怎么。突然又跑出来事情来霸占我的时间。
So I found out that suddenly there's a lot of things coming up from the church and then occupy my personal time.
怎么又有突发事件
？Suddenly there's an emergency came up.
我会发现这问题出在我。
I found out the problems come from me.
因为我没有用管家的心态去面对我的服事。
Because I never use a heart of stewardship to facing all this.
才会发现怎么教会一大堆事情。
So that I find out that there's a whole bunch of problem coming up.
我以前看到那个教会的 email 来，我都很害怕。
Every time I see the email coming up, I ever seen the email coming up,
受不了。
I cannot breathe. It was so scary.
因为我没去管理嘛。
Because I never use management.
我没有管理我的恩赐，去管理我的呼召嘛。
Therefore, I did not using how to manage my resource, my talent to manage all this.
但是当有一天知道我应该以神恩赐的管家来去面对的时候
，But one day, when I understand using the heart of being a steward, how to manage all this,
我的心态就变了。
Then my attitude changed.
我突然发现，如果是一个生气活泼的教会里面的话
，But I found out that if I live in a lively church,
而就教会里面就有许多事工需要讨论的。
There will be a lot of things you need to be discussed.
我突然发现，就是因为祷告有功效，所以才有很多人说，请您为我祷告。
Because is that we see the effectiveness of prayer, there were a lot of people requesting us to pray.
我就发现教会就是在过去能够供应他人，所以现在教会才面对许许多多不同的需求。
So we can in the past we can provide to other people, therefore we see a lot of needs coming to us.
如果这个教会没有需求的话，
If you see that our church does not have any need,
代表大家有问题都寻求世界的帮助。
Meaning that everybody have problem, they will go out of this, go to the world to look for help.
因为教会是没有能力的地方。
Because the church has no power.
或者这个教会根本属灵的家庭根本与现实生活是脱节的。
Maybe the spiritual church actually separate from our real actual lives.
这信仰是假的。
The belief is fake.
一个活泼的教会，所以才事情才多嘛。
一个 a church that's alive, we see the problem will arise.
所以今天神把这个管理自己的恩赐的这个经理权，他说现在交给我们要去处理，我们要去管理啊。
So God gave us a authority to manage all this, to take care of all these things.
要怎么样好好管理呢？第一点要主动。
First, how to manage it? First is to be active.
我们要主动的去找需要服侍的地方。
To be proactive, to seeking the chance to serve.
也主动的去用我们可能有恩赐的地方。
Be proactive to use the gift God giving to us.
既然是管家，我们不是雇工的话。
It is because of stewardship, we are not no longer employee.
主人就是给管家有一定的程度去冒险的，去投资的。
So God will give us a certain thing that we can able to take a chance to invest.
我不知道大家有没有把自己的钱放在这共同基金里面。
I'm not so sure you guys put all the money into the mutual fund.
有没有这种共同基金经理，他说我很怕，所以我最好不要碰。你既然交给他，你就是对他有一定的信任，要让他去冒险。
You know, give it a mutual fund. With a mutual fund manager saying that, oh, I'm too scary. I'm not going to put it invest. Put it this money. Give it to me to invest.
神有没有给你恩赐
？Did God give you a gifts?
也许你不太确定。
Maybe you're not so sure.
但是你要去试嘛。
But you have to try.
因为你是。
Because you are
管家，
you are the steward.
你是经理，
you are the manager.
第二个，你要懂得去安排。
Second of all, you have to know, make time.
你要空出时间去做，你要管理，空出时间去服侍。
You have to make time to serve.
因此，除了礼拜天，除了来听到讲道以外，听讲道以外
，So not only the Sunday we come here to worship，
我们开始也刻意的一定要空出时间，那段时间是用来做什么？服侍弟兄姊妹用的。
So we had to actively spread out separate time so we can serve our brother and sister。
我以前去做礼拜也是这样。
In the past, I come to church in.
而时间到了，匆匆忙忙。因为我没有去管理，我没有管理我的时间，把它空出来，是专门用来做服侍弟兄姊妹的。
So because in the past I never really opened my time, so that this time is mainly to serve the brother and sister.
接下来我们要投资。
The next one is to invest.
我们要投资于我们的神给我们的恩赐，要接受训练。
We have to get training. We have to invest so that whatever God talent give it to us, we have to improve it.
也许有服侍的机会，我们就参与去操练我们的恩赐。
So we can practice and we can make it better for the gifts God given to us.
或者去看别人怎么服侍。
Or maybe see how the other people serve.
或者去上课。
Maybe go to classes.
接下来我们必须要选择。
The next is you have to choose.
我们不能服侍所有的东西。
We cannot serve everything.
但是我们要了解我们怎么样以恩赐去服侍。
We understand that what we're using our gifts God gave to us to serve.
然后我们有恩赐用与其他的同工彼此搭配。
Then we have to use a God-given talent to connect and coordinate with other brothers and sisters.
接下来我们要有计划。
Next, we have to have plan.
我们要预测有一些事情可能会发生。
We will plan something that may be happening.
一个没有计划、一个没有管理的一个经理是非常危险。
A person without how to manage a plan in the, for the future problem coming up, there's a big problem. There would be danger.
他没有预期有出其不意的状况会发生。
He don't expect something unexpected coming up.
我在这边，我开始服侍主爱之家的时候。
When I first come in and serving the HOCO,
结果我发现我主持最多的是什么呢？officiate.
Then I found out what I officiate the most.
It's 丧礼啊。
It's actually funeral.
我如果说我把所有的时间都安排，我跟人家说，你不准死啊。
When I plan everything and saying that, oh, you're not on right time for me to officiate the funeral.
我们既然要管理自己的恩赐，我们也要把一些可能的意外状况，我们也要计算进去。
And we have to manage our gift, but also we have to plan ahead with something unexpected happen.
这个英文叫做 contingency.
There's an English is called contingency.
最后非常重要，也是最重要的。
The last is the most important.
我们要依靠圣灵的感动去服事。
Follow the Holy Spirit, the move of the Holy Spirit to serve.
我们所有管理服事的目的就是要造就信徒，荣耀神。
All the purpose of our serving is to edify Christian and also glorify God.
保罗在哥林多前书说，要做一个好管家，最重要的就是要忠心啊。
And Paul say in the First Corinthians saying that the most important being a steward is to be faithful.
我们每一个人都有资源。
We, every one of us has a resource.
我们要忠心于主。
We have to be faithful to God.
今天彼得提醒我们，我们可以荣耀神的几个身份。
For this, Peter reminds us we had a couple of positions we can glorify God.
我们来做个复习。
Let's do a conclusion.
第一个身份是我们是。
The first, our position, the first position.
我们是一个仆人。
We are servant.
我们是来彼此服侍的。
We are serving one another.
第二个身份是什么呢？
What's the second identity we have?
我们是神恩赐的管家。
We have a faithful steward of various God's given grace.
我们有这个两个身份，其结果是什么呢？
So we have these two identity. Position. What's the result of it?
就是荣耀神啊。
So that we can glorify God.
我们人生的目的不就是荣耀神吗？
Is it our main goal in life is to glorify God?
因此，这应该是成为我们人生的正业，其他都是副业。
Because then would be that our major principal job to do is the rest of it is secondary.
有一个很有名的牧师叫 John Hagee。他说了一句话。
There's a famous pastor named John Hagee.
他说：“人生的价值不是有多少人服侍过你，而是你服侍了多少人。”
The measure of man's greatness is not the number of servants he has, but the number of people he serves.
这是我们做仆人的心态。
This is the heart of become a servant.
有关如何做管家呢？我用一句中国网络的话来总结。
I'm using the website in China from China to conclude this.
一个好的助理就是领导说啥就是啥。
Well, a good manager is a person is a whatever the boss say yes, you will say yes.
只要执行好领导的意图就行了。
What if he say jump, you jump.
我们的领导是谁呢？
Who's our leader?
神啊，基督耶稣啊
，is God and Jesus Christ。
我们只要了解他的心，去执行他旨意就对了。
We will have to understand His will and then follow His will。
让我们好好用恩赐来彼此服侍。
We really use our gift God giving to us to serve one another。
不灰心不气馁。
Don't lose heart, don't give up。
我们一起长，好不好？
我们 let's grow together。
我们一起学着彼此服侍。
Let's learn how to serve one another。
这样子。我们教会就能成为一个荣耀神的教会。
So that our church become a church that can glorify God.
Amen.
Amen.